Well, it's great to see you here today, boys and girls. Thank you so much for coming. Thanks, mums and dads, for coming too. It's lovely to have you. I'm so glad you had a good time at Showstoppers this week. Now then, who can tell me, has anyone here today ever had a problem? Anyone ever had a problem? Nobody on this side. Problem free. Marvellous. Yes, what problem have you had? You kept falling off your skates. That's a very serious problem, isn't it? I know. What were you going to say? So serious you've forgotten it. Yes, go on.
We lost our keys.
You lost your keys? Did you? Were you locked out? And did your daddy climb in through the bedroom window?
No.
He didn't. Oh, your neighbour had a spare key. Your granny had a spare key. Any other problems? Well, some problems are small. Some are really big. I remember when I was a boy, I had a problem. There was a nasty boy in my school, and he started being unkind to me. And he used to look for me in the playground. He used to look for me on the way home from school. He was a lot bigger than me, and he really scared me. But you know what I did? I told my mummy, and she really helped me, because she prayed with me. We prayed that the nasty boy would stop being unkind. And then I told a teacher in school, and the teacher punished the nasty boy, and he stopped being unkind to me. And then I met this nasty boy about 20 years later. I met him in the gym. I did used to go there. Haven't been for a while. And you know what? That nasty boy didn't scare me anymore. I couldn't even remember his name. He meant nothing to me. Didn't scare me. Didn't bother me. In fact, I felt sorry for him. Boys and girls, we all have problems. They seem big to us at the time, but later on we realize that those problems weren't so big after all. And we're going to meet a man now who had lots of problems. But the Bible teaches that God was working out his plan even through this man's problems. You've been thinking this week at Showstoppers about how God works out his plan for our lives. So here's the man. Who's that? Anybody know who that is? Who's that? Yes. It's Joseph. That's right. Now then, does anyone remember what Joseph's father was called? It's a hard question, isn't it? Anybody remember? Any grown-ups know? What was Yes, Mrs. Gabriel.
Jacob.
That's quite correct. And now another hard question. How many sons did Jacob have? Oh, yes, Reese. 12. That's right. Now then, here's Joseph's first problem. He was his daddy's favorite. Why do you think that was a problem to him, that he was his daddy's favorite? What do you think? His other brothers didn't like him. They were jealous because he was the favorite. So they hated him. Now you'll remember that Jacob gave Joseph a colorful coat because he was the favorite. There it is. Now, how do you think the brothers felt about Joseph getting the colourful coat? How do you think they felt? Think they liked it? What do you think, Reese? They were jealous. That's exactly right. So that was Joseph's first problem. He was his daddy's favourite. His second problem was that God gave him dreams. And these dreams really annoyed his brothers. Does anyone remember what Joseph's first dream was? Go on then, Robbie. Brilliant. 11 bundles of corn, all bowing down to his bundle of corn. Anyone remember the second dream? Well, I'll tell you. The sun, moon, and 11 stars were all bowing down to Joseph. Now, the thing is, Joseph told his brothers these dreams. And they got cross. In fact, they got really angry with him because he was saying one day they would all bow down to him. Just like the moon and the stars bowing down. So one day, when Joseph and his brothers were far from home, his brothers ripped off his colorful coat, threw him into a big hole, and then they sold him as a slave for 20 pieces of silver. Joseph was taken off to be a slave in Egypt. And you know what? The brothers told Jacob, Joseph's father, that Joseph had been killed by a wild animal. Well, Joseph is now in Egypt. And he gets a job as a slave for a man called Potiphar, who was the captain of the king's soldiers. Who knows what the king was called in Egypt? Yes. Pharaoh. That's right. Now here's a picture of what Potiphar might have looked like, according to Andrew Lloyd Webber. Joseph was a very good worker for Potiphar. God helped Joseph to succeed. Potiphar was very pleased with Joseph, and Joseph became in charge of all the other slaves. God really blessed Joseph. Although he was a slave, he became an important person. Then, one day, Potiphar's wife took a liking to Joseph. He was strong and tall and handsome. And she thought, I want Joseph for myself. But Joseph knew Potiphar's wife belonged to Potiphar. So he wouldn't do what she wanted. So Potiphar's wife started to hate Joseph. So here's his next problem. She told lies about him. And who knows where Joseph ended up? Elizabeth. In jail, in prison, that's right. So here's Joseph. He's a slave in a faraway country. Now he's in prison. I wonder how your problems compare with that. However, even in prison, God blessed Joseph. Joseph was very impressive. And quite soon, he was put in charge of all the other prisoners. Now remember Joseph's dreams. Remember those at the beginning? God had given Joseph a special ability to understand what dreams meant. And in prison, he met two men. A butler and a baker. You know, Cameron gets everywhere, doesn't he? These two men both had dreams, which they told Joseph. The butler dreamt about three bunches of grapes, which he squeezed into Pharaoh's cup for him to drink. This means you'll be working for Pharaoh again in 3 days, said Joseph with a smile. The baker dreamt that he was carrying three baskets of bread on his head. But birds came and gobbled the bread up. This means that in 3 days, you'll have your head chopped off. said Joseph sadly. Now this is where it gets really interesting. One day, Pharaoh, the king, he had some dreams. He dreamt that seven fat cows were down by the river when seven thin cows came and ate them up. Then Pharaoh dreamt that seven fat ears of corn were eaten up by seven thin ears of corn. The king was very upset because he couldn't understand his dreams. Then the butler remembered about Joseph. Joseph had asked the butler to help him get out of prison. But the butler had forgotten all about Joseph until the king had his dreams. Well, the king sent for Joseph. And Joseph explained the dreams to the king. Joseph said there would be 7 years of plenty, plenty of food to eat. But then there would be 7 years with no food at all. What do we call it when there's no food? Yes. Starvation. And yet, a famine. That's what you were going to say, Reese. That's right. So Joseph said the people would have to save food during the 7 years of plenty so that they had enough food during the 7 years of famine. The king was so pleased that who knows what he did for Joseph? Yes, Reese. He made him prime minister. So Joseph was now running the country. And everything Joseph said came true. There were 7 years of plenty and then 7 years of famine. Now then, Joseph's father and brothers needed food. So the brothers came to Egypt to buy food from, guess who? Who did they get the food from? Joseph! In the brothers came to see Joseph. They didn't recognize him, but he recognized them. And they all bowed down to him. We went to Legoland. Joseph's dreams came true. The brothers bowed down to him. This was really difficult for Joseph because he was very hurt that they'd sold him into slavery. But he knew he had to forgive them. And eventually, Joseph made friends with his brothers and his father came to visit him. He was ancient by now. And there was a happy ending. And Joseph said these famous words to his brothers. Now, if you can read, let's read them together. You meant to harm me, but God meant it for good. The saving of many lives. Genesis 50, verse 20. Say it again. You meant to harm me, but God meant it for good. The saving of many lives. Genesis 50, verse 20. The brothers were cruel to Joseph. They caused him terrible problems. But God meant it for good. God had a plan to take Joseph to Egypt, to make him prime minister, to save many people from the famine. And you know what, boys and girls, mums and dads, everybody else, bad things happen to us, don't they? But the New Testament says this. Let's see the next one. Let's read this together. God works for the good of those who love him. Romans 8:28. God works for the good of those who love him. Romans 8:28. Bad things happen to us. But through it all, God works for our good if we love him. If we don't love God, we're outside of God's plan. How can we all be part of God's plan? Well, firstly, we have to say sorry for the bad things we've done wrong. Secondly, we have to say thank you. Thank Jesus that when he died on the cross, he took the punishment for the bad things we've done wrong. And we have to thank him for that. And then we have to say to God, please can I be part of your plan? Please can I belong to you? And God always says yes, because he loves us. So my prayer is that we will all love God and be part of his plan for the world. And that we will remember, when we have problems, God is working out his plan for our lives, just as he worked out his plan for Joseph. Thank you very much for listening. Now Pat's going to come back.